Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say red and green color. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
你好. Right, colors. Colors are very important, and they mean different things in Chinese culture, especially red and green.
Red, I know, means it's like a lucky color, isn't it, in Chinese culture?
It is, it is. You can see in the ancient wedding, everything had to be red.
Yeah, now, this included the bride's wedding dress, is that right? I'm sure I've seen pictures of a bride in red, yeah.
Yeah, the bride was in red all over, with some pearls and jewels and gold, but then everything is red. They redecorate the room into red, and they have a red curtains and a red signs, red wedding dresses, and also red headdresses. So everything red.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Everything red. It's a little bit too much, but that's the color they people thought that's beautiful and auspicious. So the way to say red in Chinese, hong.
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 Hong, and there's a second tone, so let's go up a little bit. Hong.
Hong.
Hong. Hong is red. To say red color. Hong se.
Hong se.
Hong se.
Hong se.
Hong se. Se is color. So whatever se, then you know that's whatever color. Hong se is red color. And on its own, red is also red color, but in this case, red is an adjective.
Okay.
So, 红色 is red color. The way to say green in Chinese is 绿.
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 It's the fourth tone, and then you need to curl your tongue a little bit, and then have the tip of your tongue touching the back of your teeth, both upper and lower teeth, and of course you have your mouth slightly closed. Lu.
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 Lu. It sounds a little bit French kind of sound to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually sounds almost the same. Lu.
Lu.
And try to curl your mouth as if you're going to whistle. Lu.
Lu.
Lu. So now you know to say green color, we say 绿色.
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 绿色. Do you know whether or not green color has any special meaning in Chinese culture?
The main thing I know about green color, obviously, is that it kind of represents environmentalism.
Yeah, that's probably the modern interpretation. And then also that's the sign of permission, but I think it's a global symbol.
Yeah, yeah.
When we say red light, we say 红灯.
红灯.
红灯. 红 is red. 灯 is the light. The lamp. So, 红灯, it's red light.
Okay, 红灯.
红灯, 灯 is the first tone. 红灯.
红灯.
So now, how do we say green light?
绿灯.
绿灯. 绿灯.
And if we put it together?
红绿灯.
红绿灯.
红绿灯, that's the generic term describing traffic light. 红绿灯.
红绿灯, which is very logical. Red, green lights.
That's a traffic light.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
You know, in Taiwan, I really like the traffic lights.
Okay. What's the difference?
Some of the traffic lights will have a second counter. So you can see the seconds counting down.
Right.
To know how long you've got left to cross the road.
Yes.
The other thing that they've invented.
Yep.
Is they've kind of animated the green man.
Right.
You know you can cross the road because obviously you have the green man instead of the red man.
Mm-hmm.
But the green man walks. And as the seconds, for example, if you've got 60 seconds, he walks slowly. And as you get down to kind of 20 seconds, 10 seconds, he starts to run faster and faster and faster to try and make you hurry up.
Okay, that's very cute. Yeah, you're right. That's a Taiwanese invention. Right. I noticed that in different countries, people have different habits on the road. For example, during 红灯 in the UK, people always stop.
Yeah.
And they always wait and then they do whatever they're supposed to do. But in many different countries, I wouldn't name which ones, the red light, 红灯, and 绿灯 are totally ignored. So you basically have to try your luck and then be careful.
Yeah, that was the point where the horn becomes really important on the car.
Right. Okay, great. So green and red colors, they mean different things in the stock markets in Asia and in America. So, for example, in the Western world, in the London Stock Exchange or New York Stock Exchange, when the stock price goes up, we have 绿灯, green light. Mm. And then the stock price goes down, we have red, 红色. But in Asia, when the stock price goes up, it's 红色, it's red.
Ah, because 红色 is the good color.
It's a good color. So in Asia, when it's red, it's a good thing. And then when it's green, that means the stock price goes down.
Goes down. Oh, I see. There, I don't buy many stocks. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
And then also when we drink teas.
Yeah.
We have green tea and red tea. Of course, it's much more complicated than that. But people often, they classify green tea, 绿茶.
绿茶.
绿茶. We remember 绿 is green color.
Yep.
茶.
茶.
茶 is tea, second tone. 绿茶 is green tea.
绿茶.
And red tea, it's 红茶.
红茶. Now, interesting as well, because certainly in the UK, 红茶 is what we would think of as black tea.
That's right. Yes, in Asia, you have to say 红茶.
红茶.
Yeah, if you look at the color of the tea, it's reddish, is it?
It is. It's a good translation. It's probably more red than black.
Yes, I have a cup of green tea right in front of me. It's more like a olive yellowish type of green. It's not exactly green.
Coming back to, you mentioned weddings.
Yes.
That weddings traditionally are very popular, so have red everything.
Yes.
And I know at weddings and also at Chinese New Year, there's a custom to give a red envelope.
Yes.
And to put money in the envelope.
Yes, that's right.
And that's very interesting as well. It's kind of like, in the same way that in the Western world, we might wrap our Christmas gifts or birthday presents in kind of coloured or shiny wrapping paper.
Yes.
Then in Asian culture, you have these red envelopes. And whenever you see a red envelope, it's quite exciting because you know there's money inside.
That's right. And normally it's quite big amount because people don't give coins out. They give the notes. So notes are much bigger in terms of the value.
Mm.
So we call the red envelope 红包.
红包.
红包. And there are two different types of envelopes in Taiwan, China, Hong Kong. One is red, the other one is white. Mm. And you never, ever, ever, never give people a white envelope except for one occasion when someone's a family member passing away.
Right.
So that's the condolence you give out to the family members of your friends or people you know. So never give a white envelope. People would be really offended even if there's a lot of money inside.
Wow. So you see, that's actually quite an easy mistake to make because as a Westerner, if you don't know that,
mm-hmm.
normal envelopes are almost always white.
Yeah.
So if you want to give someone a card or money, then you put it in a white envelope. Oh dear, mistake.
Yeah, that's right. So make sure you don't give out a white envelope to people. They get upset.
Yeah, it needs to be 红色.
红色. All right. Thank you very much, Josh, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
再见. 再见.